Today in Chicago, tragedy strikes, protests rise, and pumpkins delight in the Windy City. I'm Dean Bark. Welcome to the City Report with Dean Bark, reporting from Chicago. All right, let's dive in. First up, a Lake County correctional officer was tragically killed in a hit-and-run crash. Ronald T. Jones, 58, was off duty when the crash occurred in Schererville, near US 30 and Austin Avenue. The driver responsible fled the scene on foot. Jones, who served at the Lake County Jail for nearly 9 years, was flown to a Chicago hospital where he sadly passed away. He survived by his two adult children. Schererville police are currently investigating this hit and run. It's, you know, a serious challenge for law enforcement. Fleeing a crash scene is not just illegal, it's unconscionable. Moving on, next up, a viral video ignites mass protest against ICE in East Chicago. A viral video showing an ICE arrest at a bakery sparked a protest at East Chicago City Hall. Nearly 300 people gathered, sharing immigrant experiences and voicing opposition to ICE's presence. Led by local activist Rafael Manzo, the protest spotlighted tensions between local and federal authorities over ICE operations. East Chicago officials are, in fact, exploring legal measures to restrict ICE's use of city property. It's remarkable how one video can mobilize an entire community, emphasizing fears of racial profiling and unjust detentions. Next up, hundreds march in faith-led protest against ICE detentions. Organized by the Coalition for Spiritual and Public Leadership, about 1,000 participants marched from St. Eulalia Catholic Church to Broadview's ICE facility. Their aim was to commemorate communion with detainees, but access was denied. The protest highlighted inhumanity in ICE's Operation Midway Blitz. Religious and political leaders, including U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, expressed solidarity. When faith communities rally together, their impact is undeniable. Next up, Tinley Park teachers secure a 6% pay raise in a new contract. The new contract includes a 6% salary increase over 5 years, adds 2 extra sick days, a 3% increase in stipends, and a $2,000 stipend for those not opting into district insurance. The union also removed retirement requirements for veteran teachers. With 72% of union members voting in favor, the school board vote is pending. The union pushed for 7% increases due to pandemic challenges, but the district cited financial penalties as a hindrance. Investing in teachers is investing in the future. Let's pivot to the next story. Last up, experience fall fun at Pumpkin Days in Aurora. Abbey Farms hosts its annual Pumpkin Days from September 20th to October 30th. Attractions include a petting zoo, corn maze, tractor rides, and pumpkin picking. The event draws over 1,700 visitors daily. It emphasizes family fun without phones, which seems to be a hit. The event's popularity highlights a community desire for family-friendly, tech-free activities. Sometimes the best moments are the simplest ones, away from screens. This is Dean Bark, signing off from the City Report in Chicago. Have a great day, and join us tomorrow for more news.